Welcome to Thursday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. This is the message we have heard from Christ, that God is light in whom there is no darkness at all. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Go up to a high mountain, herald of good tidings to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, herald of good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. See the Lord coming with power, coming to rule with his mighty arm. He brings his reward for the people of God, the recompense for those who are saved. God will feed his flock like a shepherd and gather the lambs in his arms. He will hold them to his breast and gently lead those that are with young. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 55. Hear my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my petition. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaining. I am in turmoil at the voice of the enemy, at the onslaught of the wicked. For they bring down disaster upon me. They persecute me with bitter fury. My heart writhes within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I said, oh, for the wings of a dove, that I might fly away and find rest. Then I would flee far off, and make my lodging in the wilderness. I would hasten to find me a refuge, out of the blast of slander, out of the tempest of their calumny, O Lord, and far from their double tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go round it upon its walls. Evil and wickedness are within it. Iniquity is within it. Oppression and fraud do not depart from its streets. It was not an enemy that reviled me, or I might have borne it. It was not my foes that dealt so insolently with me, or I might have hidden myself from them. But it was you, a person like myself, my companion and my familiar friend. Together we enjoyed sweet fellowship in the house of our God. Let them pass away in confusion. Let death carry them to destruction. Let them go down alive to Sheol. For evil is among them in their dwellings. But I will call to God, and the Lord my God will save me. At evening, at morning, and at noonday, I complain and groan aloud. And he will hear my voice and ransom my soul in peace from those that bear down upon me, for there are many against me. God will hear and bring them low, he that is enthroned for ever. For they do not keep their word, and they have no fear of God. They lay violent hands on those that are at peace with them. They break solemn covenants. Their mouths are smooth as butter, but war is in their hearts. Their words are softer than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to stumble. But as for them, you will bring them down, O God, even to the depths of the pit. The bloodthirsty and deceitful shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us in your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share our human nature, so we may be partakers in his divine glory, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Leviticus, beginning at chapter 16, verse 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron not to come just at any time into the sanctuary inside the curtain, before the mercy seat, that is upon the ark, or he will die, for I appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bull for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen tunic, and shall have the linen undergarments next to his body. Fasten the linen sash, and wear the linen turban. These are the holy vestments. He shall bathe his body in water, and then put them on. He shall take from the congregation of the people of Israel 2 male goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering for himself, and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the 2 goats and set them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Aaron shall cast lots on the 2 goats, 1 lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. Aaron shall present the goat on which the lot fell for the Lord, and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell for Azazel shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement over it, that it may be sent away into the wilderness to Azazel. Aaron shall present the bull as a sin offering for himself, and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall slaughter the bull as a sin offering for himself. He shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and 2 handfuls of crushed sweet incense, and he shall bring it inside the curtain, and put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the covenant, or he will die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat he shall sprinkle the blood with his finger 7 times. He shall slaughter the goat of the sin of offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the curtain, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement for the sanctuary, because of the uncleannesses of the people of Israel, and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which remains with them in the midst of their uncleannesses. No one shall be in the tent of meeting from the time he enters to make atonement in the sanctuary until he comes out and has made atonement for himself and for his house and for all the assembly of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement on its behalf, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and of the blood of the goat and put it on each of the horns of the altar. He shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times, and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleannesses of the people of Israel. When he is finished atoning for the holy place, and the tent of meeting, and the altar, he shall present the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel, and all their transgressions, all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat and sending it away into the wilderness by means of someone designated for the task. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to a barren region, and the goat shall be set free in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall enter the tent of meeting and shall take off the linen vestments that he put on when he went into the holy place and shall leave them there. He shall bathe his body in water in a holy place, and put on his vestments. Then he shall come out and offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, making atonement for himself and the people. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Colossians, beginning at chapter 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him, when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed on his name, he is given power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. And from his fullness have we all received, and grace upon grace. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, of your tender love towards us you sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh, and to suffer death upon the cross, that all should follow the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of nations, whose sovereign rule brings justice and peace, have mercy on our world. Share abundantly your peace in the hearts of all, and banish from people any spirit that makes for war. Instill in us that all races and peoples can live as members of one family in peace and harmony. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray thanks to you for bringing forward the people needed to create our loving communities. We ask you to bless medical and hospital workers that help the people and the police and defence forces that protect our country. Let them know they are appreciated in their contributions towards providing a safe country for the people to live in. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for all you provide to us in our time of need. We ask you to help those who are hungry, especially help countries who are unable to provide food for their people. Guide us to help them in their hour of need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, how great a companion you are to every one of us. We pray that you give relief to the lonely. Guide them in their friendships to be companions of others in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask you to bless those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of North Dakota, the Episcopal Church. The Parish of Kilcoy. Anglicare, Southern Queensland Children's and Families, Brisbane Residential and Foster Kinship Care. St. John the Baptist Church, Bulimba. All parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power, protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger, and in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of peace equip us with everything good so that we may do his will. And may he work in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever. Amen.